This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I got to pace myself in this hour to finish up the news. It's really important, and to get to all your calls. Kevin, Charles, Brian, and others will get to you in the next segment. The toll-free number to join us on air in this third hour, this December 1st show, 1-800-259-9231. Now, there have been a bunch of widows and widowers of 9/11 victims that have gone public. 400-plus of the victims' families say that Bush was behind 9/11. They're with Mr. Hilton, Bob Dole's former chief of staff, who's suing Bush for involvement, not for prior knowledge, who's deposed all these members of the government. Again, and the media is doing a great job of covering this up. Let me read this open letter by Ellen Marina, and we will go over this and then back to your calls and into the martial law news. 9/11 victim open letter to the President of the United States. Mr. Bush, this open letter is coming from my heart. I want you to know that I am neither a Republican nor a Democrat, and that this is not an attempt to bash the government. You, Mr. Bush, should be held responsible and liable for any and all aspects and acts that were committed to aid in any cover-up of the tragic events of September 11, 2001. As president, you have a duty to protect the American people. On September 11th, you did not instruct your staff to issue a nationwide emergency warning alert to advise us of the attack on America. We had to receive the news of the attacks via the news networks. In the months leading up to the attacks, you were repeatedly advised of a possible attack on American soil. During your daily intelligence briefs, you were given information that you had uncovered that the very real possibility existed that certain undesirable elements would use commercial aircraft to destroy certain target buildings. You never warned the American people of this possible threat. Who were you protecting? When you took no responsibility towards protecting the general public from the possibility of attack, you were certainly not upholding the oath you spoke when you took office. In that oath, you pledged to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America. On the morning of the attack, you and the members of your staff were fully aware of the unfolding events, yet you chose to continue on your Emma E. Booker Elementary School to proceed with the scheduled event and photo op. While our nation was under attack, you did not appear to blink an eye or shed a tear. You continued on as if everything was business as usual. In the days following the attacks, all air traffic was grounded, and Americans, including myself, were stranded whereby they had been when the flight ban was imposed. I was stranded in Midway Airport in Chicago, unable to continue to California for my daughter's wedding. Imagine my surprise when I later found out that during this no-fly period, a number of people were flown out of the country on 747 with Arabic lettering on the fuselage, which is now admitted to be the Bin Laden family. None of these people were interviewed or questioned by any local, state, or emergency officials. Why were they allowed to leave, and who exactly was on the flight? We know for a fact that some of the people on the flight were members of or related to the royal family of Saudi Arabia and members of the Bin Laden family. Were these people allowed to leave America because of long-standing relationships that your family has with both families? It is my belief that you intentionally allowed 9/11 to happen to gather public support for the war on terrorism. These wars in Afghanistan and Iraq have not accomplished what you stated were your goals. Why have you not captured Osama bin Laden? Where are Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction? All that has happened is a bill that is passed before Congress for $87 billion to rebuild what you ordered blown to bits. As an American who lost a loved one in the war on terror, I do pray and support our troops who were sent to Afghanistan and Iraq by you. These troops have and will continue to die for your lies. As an American, I can make this statement as it appears that associates of your family may stand to prosper from rebuilding of Afghanistan and Iraq. We'll finish up with some really important areas of this letter. We'll read it in its entirety, finish up with it. Then get to your calls and more vital news. Please stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. I'm sweet. I book any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, I'm finishing up with this letter from just one of the widows of 9/11. A letter to George W. Bush. Again, it is my belief that you intentionally allowed 9/11 to happen to gather public support for a war on terrorism. She then goes into how the war on terrorism is being used to build up the whole New World Order operation. Mr. Bush, the time has come for you to stop your control over us. Stop blocking the release of certain evidence and documents that were discovered by the 9/11 Investigation Commission. Lady, that's a whitewash. If you have nothing to hide, proving you did not fail to act and prevent the attacks of 9/11, your reason for not releasing this material is that it is a matter of national security, when in fact I believe that it is your personal credibility, security, that you are concerned with. You do not want the public to know the full extent of your responsibility and involvement. After 9/11, the Patriot Act and Homeland Security were passed. Both of these allow the government to tap your telephone, search your home, and seize whatever they feel like they need to do on a whim. They can do this without a judge's review or a warrant. I feel that this is a direct conflict with our rights as stated in the Constitution and Bill of Rights. We, the families of 9/11 victims, need to have answers to the following questions. One, why were 29 pages of the 9/11 committee report personally censored at your request? Well, the Saudis told us the week before. They said, if you release that, blaming it on us, we will expose that the four major banks that own Saudi Arabia and control us as puppets, and that your government is behind the terror attacks. That's why they said it. There's new articles out of Saudi Arabia today on that. Number two, where are the black boxes from Flight 11 and Flight 175? Where are your voice recorders from Flight 11 and 175? Why can't we gain access to the complete air traffic control records for Flight 11 and Flight 175? Where are the airport surveillance tapes that show the passengers boarding the doomed flights? When will complete passenger lists for all the flights be released? Why did your brother, Jeb, the Florida governor, go to the offices of the Hoffman Aviation School and order that flight records and files be removed? These files were then put on a C-130 government cargo plane and flown out of the country. Where were they taken to, and who ordered it done? It has been over 2 years since hundreds of our lost loved ones' remains have still yet to be identified, and their remains placed in a landfill at Freshkill. We want our heroes brought back and given a public and proud resting place where we can pay our respects and honor them. These innocent people never had a chance, and they were taken from us on that sad September day. In the court of public opinion, Mr. Bush, your lies are being discovered each day. My husband, all of the other victims and their families, and our nation as a whole has been victimized by your failed leadership prior to and after 9/11. I will prove this in a court of law. And that's Ellen M. Marina, or Mariana, M-A-R-I-A-N-I, Marana, I don't know. I'm going to have her on the show. And there's a bunch of these women going public. Of course, it's women going public. The men in this country are way too cowardly. Too busy sucking their thumbs watching football or something. Let's go to some calls, and then I'm going to get into Mission Creep Hits Home. American Armed Forces are assuming major new domestic policing and surveillance roles. Right now, let's talk to Kevin in Mass, then Charles, Brian, Wesley, and others. Kevin, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex, and hello, fellow listeners and patriots. I was listening to your comments, not appreciating the political manipulation and propaganda that they're putting out, and I had to call and comment briefly about some of the market manipulations and help you segue to your talk about the dollar as the news. We're looking, and it appears the stock market's going up. You see the market up almost 100 points today. But I just want to point out, with the dollar dropping, all that's happening is the market is being measured by dollars that are worth less. So it's really, your stock is worth what it was. It's your dollar that's dropping, and that's why it appears to go up, because it takes more dollars to buy that one piece of stock. Gold has broken 400 today as the dollar reaches new lows. And, you know, when you go on vacation and turn your dollars into British pounds or sterlings or euros, you're going to get a lot less. The Asian countries may stop buying our bonds. And, you know, the Fed keeps printing out more and more dollars. They keep becoming worth less. The bubble's going to burst soon.
And they're gearing up with riot police and giant federal detention camps, according to the Washington Post over the weekend. That's on Infowars.com. And absolutely, euro tramples dollar, hits new high over the weekend. It was at $1.22 against the dollar, again, up from 90 cents against the dollar a year and a half ago. That is a 32% increase in the euro and a massive decrease in the value of the dollar, now trading against almost all Western countries, trading below the yen, against the mark. Well, it's now the euro, but these are still traded as internal units of that. And Treasury Secretary Snow says it's a wonderful, wonderful economic boon for us.
Well, they used to say the four Bs were bullets, beans, Band-Aids, and bullions for hard times. You can add Berkeys, but you definitely need some bullion. I got what small piece I could afford, but it's something. I talked to a guy named Johnny Horton, who's over at Ted Anderson's company, which I heard through you, and I've been happy with them.
Well, that's, you know, I bought some, the parent company that started Genesis is our gold dealers, and I shopped around and bought gold from them. It's not the most expensive. It's not the cheapest price. It's about in the middle of, and you get a lot of service for that. And
they educated on me and got me into the collecting aspect of it.
Well, that's good because it's non-confiscatable. I personally would buy about 90% bullion, maybe 10% collector.
Yep. I was wondering, you commented about the cell phone story for W when his trip to Iraq. I was wondering, did he really go? Because I was looking at this coverage, and it was like, I thought they were going to play the dun, 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 dun. You know, he had to wear glasses and have the shades pulled down. And it seems kind of comical, and I'm looking, and to me, it could have been an airport hangar in some military base in South Carolina. I didn't know he was in Iraq, and
I believe he was there. It's too big, too many people. But again, when they lie to us with fake weapons dossiers and Jerry Bruckheimer producing the saving of Private Lynch and fake weapons trucks and all these lies, we don't know what to believe.
That's what it is. One other final closing comment. I just want to say, I some caller was on the other day and he was complaining about his tape. I received my copy of Matrix of Evil. I liked it. It didn't take too long to get. I found it powerful stuff, and I prefer the format in that. I like the public speeches format, where you can see the enthusiasm of some people. You don't feel like you're the only one listening. You know, like sometimes you cover very detailed news reports. But again, it's like you and me having a private conversation. This thing, you can see you're out there at city council meetings. You got two Congress people from the Congress there along with you, and it shows that that the movement is growing.
Absolutely, and you see Ron Paul and Cynthia McKinney and Frank Morales and myself all saying that we've never seen such an awakening. That a lot of positive things are happening. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think, what was it, Wednesday, a caller called in. He said, yeah, I ordered your tapes 3 weeks ago. And it was 2.5 weeks ago. Not even 2.5 weeks. And he said, I want them. And I'm like, I can't help you, sir. I mean, most people get the videos in about 7 days. That seems to be about the average. But sometimes I've had friends that have ordered the videos in Austin, and they'll get them in 2 weeks. And when you get the videos, you're authorized to make copies of them. You're authorized to put them on Access Television. I want you to spread the word. You know, my wife's gotten spoiled of this. So have I. We'll order something from eBay, and it'll get there in like 5 days. Of course, it's UPS, and you pay a lot more for shipping. You'll end up paying more for shipping than you pay. We still use the Postal Service, though we're starting to try to shift over. But it's instant gratification. And... somebody calls me and goes, I want them. I ordered them 2 weeks ago. I'm like, well, I can't help you. Again, if you ever have an inquiry about an order, it's 888-253-3139. Or you can call my office directly. We got one lady there, so if she doesn't answer the phone, she'll call you back within 24 hours. Sometimes, about half the time, she answers. 512-291-5750. But, I see that as a good sign. People are chomping at the bit to get these videos. And if you order them now, you'll get them well before Christmas. I know that. And then you can make copies of them. I mean, buy one copy of Matrix of Evil. One copy of 9/11 Road to Tyranny. Make copies of that and give it as a Christmas gift. Give it as a present. Give it as a birthday present. Give it to your neighbor. My goal is to expose this evil. And, a lot of people, I'm starting to get a lot of feedback now that Matrix of Evil's been out for about a month, not quite a month, about 3 weeks. I'm starting to get feedback and people who are seeing it, and they're saying that they love it. Because it does have news clips and documents, but it's interviews, it's speeches, it's a lot of incredible information. Ron Paul talking about the global government crowd running Washington, and Cynthia McKinney talking about UN-run white slavery rings, and Frank Morales on the police state, Colonel Roberts on the Second Amendment, myself on a bunch of different issues. I've been giving some of my best speeches lately, and there's excerpts of three speeches I've given in the film, Matrix of Evil. So thanks for plugging that, sir. I appreciate it. If you'd like to be a distributor for the film, you can call 512-291-5750, or if you want to buy them individually, it's 1-888-253-3139. I'm going to come back and try to get Charles and Brian and Wesley out of the way. They've been holding patiently, and then I want to get into martial law. That's right. I have a nice little article here out of the L.A. Times. And I'll read the story, and you decide what the head of Northcom is saying here. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about the quality of air and purity of water in your household? If you answered yes, then you owe it to yourself and your family to check out the amazing benefits of owning your own personal ozone generator. With an ozone generator, you can kill bacteria and viruses in your drinking water. Get rid of that stale air in your house that keeps recirculating. Your new ozone generator will remove odors and provide a clean, fresh scent throughout your house. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises for one of the most affordable ozone generators available today. That number is 800-569-4340. The ozone generator is portable, has an internal blower for ozone disbursement into the air, and comes with a tube attachment for ozonating liquids. Best of all, it's affordable. It's only $385, and that includes the shipping. So call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340 for your personal ozone generator, or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Folks, history's repeating itself. They're setting up textbook tyranny. We're trying to expose it. If the program of enslavement is exposed, and if the people say no to it, they cannot get away with it. But if they continue to pose as our saviors, they will. Let's talk to Charles. And Charles is calling us from Missouri. Charles, go ahead. And let's turn that radio off. We'll turn that radio off or roll up the window or whatever's going on and go back to you. Charles, you there now?
Yes, sir. How you doing, Mr. Jones?
Good. Good to talk to you.
Fine. I have a comment. Last week you had a speaker from England, and he was telling you what's going on. And the laws they got up there, if a guy breaks in your house and rapes your wife, you're not even supposed to defend your wife.
Yes, I see the articles all the time where they arrest and charge the person that fights back.
Yes, sir. But Tony Blair has guns and bodyguards are better.
Of course he does.
Yeah. Well, I just want to ask your opinion, and I want to say one thing else. What do you think is going to happen if they do take the guns away from the American people? What chance will we have?
Well, again, guns are a canary in the coal mine. Slaves are disarmed. If they do disarm us, then you can be sure they'll move against us. They have to try to convince us to accept tyranny through terrorism if we're armed. They have to try to fool us. If they get the guns, it'll be like China or North Korea or Russia. It won't matter.
Yes, sir. Well, I just want to thank you for what you're doing, sir, and ask the people, it's Christmas time, give these tapes out to their families. I'm trying to get a tape to Governor DeBlanco right now. She's a woman governor up here. She took over from, she won from Foster. He's retiring, and I'm just trying to get tapes to the public officials, and I'm asking everybody, please help me in some way. I'm so tired, Mr. Jones, but we need more people to put out more tapes or to give them constitutions.
Charles, how many copies of my video have you handed out?
Oh, wait a minute, right here. Okay, all together, 4,212. Well, that's since 1999 now, you know, I've been doing it for a long time.
What effect is giving out 4,000 copies of my videos done in your area?
Well, I moved in a new parish, but the last parish I was in, I got the whole police department to change their attitude toward things and be a little bit more lenient and talk to me about it instead of condemning me. I made friends with a whole police force. I can go into the police building, and everybody shakes my hand, and they agree with the tapes. Some of them, just their mouths just dropped open. They asked me to make a tape for their mother, or they gave me extra tapes. They even gave me money to buy copies.
Well, police, we found the videos are working up police and military even more than the general public because they're investigators. They already know about the criminal mind. They already know the information is accurate. We just lay it all out on the table for them. Thanks for the call, Charles.
Thank you.
And you keep it up, my friend. Let's talk to Brian in Illinois. Brian, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I wanted to ask you about what your thoughts are on the John Birch Society. I know you said your dad was a member.
Well, I get questions on this probably about once a month on air, every day via email. I think the John Birch Society puts out great books and tapes, a great magazine. I think they put out really good information, and I don't think they're quite aggressive enough, but they've done more good than I've done. I think they have great membership. My father isn't a member now. He was a member in high school and went around giving anti-communist speeches, but he's not really active in politics now.
Great. Well, I appreciate everything you're doing and trying to get the word out in Chicago about it.
Well, I appreciate that. And again, remember, you have the power. The power lies with the people remaking the political landscape one mind at a time. And we've never seen such an awakening taking place. It's like this victim of 9/11, the widow, writing to Bush saying, "In the court of public opinion, Mr. Bush, your lies are being uncovered each day. My husband and all the other victims and their families and our nation as a whole has been victimized by your failed leadership prior to and after 9/11. I will prove this in a court of law." And she went on to say before that people are waking up, and that is happening.
Where do I find the letter on your site?
It was posted this weekend on prisonplanet.com. I think it's still on the main page. If not, it'll be on. There's a calendar there, and you'll just click on the 30th or the 31st.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Hey, I appreciate the call. Take care. I'm going to come back and cover news. Mission creep hits home. American Armed Forces are assuming major new domestic policing and surveillance roles. More on the euro trampling the dollar and who's behind that. And some other economic news. Also, Army forcing out sick Gulf War veterans, denying them health care. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, let me talk to you about your weight for a minute. How many of you have tried the fad diets? You've tried the pills. You've tried counting calories. You've even tried other nighttime weight loss formulas, and nothing seems to be working. You know what I suggest to you? Join the crowd of people that have been telling us how much weight they've been losing through collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call Vim and Vigor today at 1-800-622-THIN, and they have people standing by to answer your questions about how to lose weight the safe and healthy way. No ephedra, no stimulants. Vim and Vigor's collagenate works with your body to improve fat metabolism, and that means a leaner, healthier you. This is the real deal, folks. Vim and Vigor's collagenate really does work. And it's healthy for you, too. In addition to helping you lose weight, collagenate is also designed to improve strength and health of muscles, joints, skin, hair, and nails. So take collagenate and rejuvenate. Call Vim and Vigor today. 1-800-622-THIN. Again, 1-800-622-8446.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69 and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912 or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
All right, folks, we've got about 26 and a half minutes left. We'll take a few calls coming up here in a few minutes from Wesley and others that are patiently holding. I covered some of this last Wednesday, the last live show I did here during the week. I didn't spend enough time on it. It's a big deal. It's a lot more important and scary than what the Cigar Aficionado article had with Tommy Franks. Mission creep hits home. L.A. Times, American armed forces are assuming major new domestic policing and surveillance roles. And this is by William M. Arkin, military affairs analyst who writes regularly for the L.A. Times. And it says, South Homfort, Vermont, preoccupied with the war on Iraq and still traumatized by September 11th, 2001, the American public has paid little attention to some of what is being done inside the United States in the name of anti-terrorism. Under the banner of Homeland Security, the military and intelligence communities are implementing far-reaching changes that blur the lines between terrorism and other kinds of crises and will break down long-established barriers to military action and surveillance within the United States. Now, much of what we're going to read is half lies, half truths, propaganda. We must start thinking differently, says Air Force General Ralph Ed Eberhart, the newly installed commander of Northern Command, the military's Homeland Security arm. Before 9/11, he says, the military and intelligence systems were focused on the away game and not properly focused on the home game. Home, of course, is the United States. As early as 15 years ago, there were Marine Corps officers in police uniforms kicking down doors in Virginia. There have been urban warfare training operations all over the country. We've videotaped military checkpoints going on in Iowa and Maryland and North Carolina. It's in Police State 2000, Police State 2, the takeover, Police State 3, total enslavement. It's nothing new. They're just announcing it to you now. It's like they had Echelon for decades spying on you. Then when they want to use it and go public with it, they announce it. It's like torture. Our government's been the biggest trainer of torture for the last 30 years to train all these countries how to oppress and torture. Then when they want to use it here, they announce how good it is and then have accompanying soap operas and dramas where the heroes torture people. Continuing with the article, Eberhart's Colorado-based command is charged with enhancing Homeland Security in two ways, by improving the military's capability to defend the country's borders, which they're not doing, coast and airspace, unquestionably within the military's long-established mission, and by providing military assistance to civil authorities when authorized by the Secretary of Defense or the President. Well, it's already a blank check authorized, according to the document we were given by the FBI at a checkpoint they were running with the Army in 1999, the day before, 2 days before Thanksgiving, in Temple, Texas. And the document is on Infowars.com. It's in the film. Keyword search, martial law is here. That'll bring the article up and the links to the document. And it said, the Army's here to engage in all law enforcement 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, call us at any time, for warrant service, kicking down doors, on and on and on. So again, this was already going on quietly, illegally, long beforehand. Now again, that too may sound unexceptionable. The military has long had mechanisms to respond to a request for help from state governors. Yeah, for forest fires and floods. New after 9/11 are more aggressive preparations and presumption that local government will not be able to carry the new Homeland Security load. Being the military, moreover, contingency planners approach prepared by assuming the worst. All of this is a major and potentially dangerous departure from past policy. This is the LA Times. The U.S. military operates under the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act, which prohibits the direct use of federal troops to execute the laws of the United States. The courts have interpreted this to mean that the military is prohibited by any active role in direct civilian law enforcement, such as search, seizure, arrest of civilians. Through the abundant reasons for rejecting the further expansion of the military's domestic role, says MacBurn T. Owens, a professor of strategy and force planning at the Naval War College. Looking at the issue historically, Owens wrote in an August 2002 essay in the National Review's online edition that the use of soldiers as a posse places them in the unfortunate and uncomfortable position of taking orders from local authorities who had an interest in disputes that provoked the unrest in the first place. Moreover, Owens said, becoming more involved in domestic policing can be subtle and subversive. And it goes, like a lymphoma or termite infestation. Did you hear that? It goes, though we are far from having tanks rumbling through the streets, guess you haven't been in Miami or New York or D.C., though we are far from having tanks rumbling through the streets, he said, the potential long-term effect of increased military role in police and law enforcement activities is a military contemptuous of American society and unresponsive to civilian authorities. Close quote. Eberhart says his Northern Command operates scrupulously within the bounds of the law, which they've gotten rid of in 96. We believe the Posse Comitatus Act, as amended, provides the authority we need to do our job, he said, and no modification is needed at this time, he told the House Armed Services Committee in March. Of course, what he knows is that the amendments approved by Congress in 96 for their earlier civilian war, the war on drugs, have already expanded the military's domestic power so that Washington can act unilaterally in dispatching the military without approval from a state's request for help. Long before 9/11, Congress authorized the military to assist local law enforcement officials in domestic drug interdiction and during terrorist incidents involving weapons of mass destruction. Furthermore, the president, after proclaiming a state of emergency, can authorize additional actions. Indeed, the military is presently operating under just such an emergency declaration. Eberhardt's command has defined these levels of operations, each of which triggers a larger set of authorization activities. The levels are extraordinary, emergency, and temporary. At the temporary level, which covers such things as Olympic Games and the Super Bowl, limited assistance can be provided to law enforcement agencies when a governor requests it, primarily in such areas as logistics, transportation, and communications. During emergencies, the military can provide similar support, mostly in response to specific events such as the attacks on the World Trade Center, where they stood down for an hour and a half. It is only in the case of extraordinary domestic operations that the unique capabilities of the Defense Department are deployed. These include not just such things as air patrols to shoot down hijacked planes or the defusing of bombs and other explosives, but also bringing in intelligence collectors, special operators, and even full combat troops. Given the absence of terrorist attacks inside the United States since 9/11, it may seem surprising that the Northern Command is already working under the far-reaching authority that goes with the extraordinary operations. But it is. See, folks, we're under martial law. They're not going to call it that, though. They call it extraordinary. We are not going to be out there spying on people, Eberhardt told PBS's NewsHour in September, but he said we get information from people who do. Some of that information increasingly comes not from the FBI or those charged with civilian law enforcement, but from the Pentagon. So he says the military isn't involved, but the Pentagon is. From a Pentagon organization established last year, the Counterintelligence Field Activity Civilian Law Enforcement, or the Counterintelligence Field Activity, or CIFA. The seemingly innocuous CIFA was originally given the mission of protecting the Defense Department and its personnel, as well as critical infrastructure against espionage conducted by terrorists and foreign intelligence services. This group was already in operation years ago, folks, and they were the ones running the drill of flying hijacked jets into New York and D.C. landmarks at 8:30 in the morning on 9/11. Yes, and now they're over everything. But in August, Defense Secretary Donald H. Rumsfeld expanded the CIFA's mission, charging it with maintaining a domestic law enforcement database that includes information related to potential terrorist threats directed against the Department of Defense. The group's Assessments and Technology Directorate, which shares offices with the Justice Department Foreign Terrorist Tracking Task Force, has already identified 200 foreign terrorist suspects in the U.S., according to Defense Department report to Congress. This year, the Pentagon Inspector General authorized assigning military special agents to 56 FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force operations at FBI field offices. Folks, I first covered articles on the FBI being in with the military 5-6 years ago. I mean, again, it was the FBI 5 years ago at the checkpoint in Temple, Texas, that gave us the document going, we have full authorization to carry out all law enforcement with the Pentagon. Warrant service, you name it. We have the signed document from the captain at Fort Hood handed to us by an FBI agent bugging his eyes out hatefully. So again, everything they're now announcing was already in place. Bill Clinton gave speeches about Homeland Security in 1993, folks. These military agents will pursue leads in local communities. This is the LA Times. Military agents will pursue leads in local communities of potential threats to the military. Eberhardt also plans to have his own cadre of agents working with local law enforcement. Next year, he plans to transform Joint Task Force 6, a drug interdiction unit at Fort Bliss, Texas, into Joint Interagency Task Force North. The new task force will be given nationwide responsibilities for working with law enforcement agencies. Another ambitious project is being undertaken by the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, which is gathering geospatial information about 133 cities, the borders and seaports. This urban data inventory combines unclassified and classified data, including such things as location of emergency services, communications, transportation, and food supplies, with a high-resolution satellite map of the United States. When the mapping efforts are compiled, a national spatial data infrastructure will be created down to the house level. Intelligence analysts speak of one day being able to identify individual occupants as well as their national background and political affiliations. Through the military is just getting its systems in place. There can be no other conclusion. Domestic surveillance is back. It never left. It's not that we're heading towards martial law. We're not, but outside the view of most public, the government is daily expanding military operations into areas of local government and law enforcement that historically has been off limits, and it doesn't seem far-fetched to imagine that those charged with assembling actionable intelligence will slowly start combining databases of known terrorists with seemingly innocuous lists of contributors to charities or causes. It goes on and on. Yes, it is martial law. Secret arrest of citizens for no reason, giant federal prison camps being built, cameras everywhere, armored vehicles. What did you see in Miami 2 weeks ago? Martial law. So I'm going to get the writer of this on, plus the people that are quoted in the article who were against what's happening. I can't find anybody in here who's for it other than NORTHCOM head, Eberhardt. I will try to get Eberhardt on. That won't happen. Maybe we can get one of their deputies to come on, but they all know my name. I'm on at the NORTHCOM command base. I'm on the local radio there. Oh, in Colorado Springs. But there you have it. There was more to the article. It got even worse. But this is martial law. But they're not going to call it that. They're going to say, like Frank said, that, well, it's regrettable. It's saddening. It hurts me. But if there's a big attack, the people are going to demand a militarization of America, moving into a military-style government to keep them safe. And Wesley called in last hour, and he disagreed that the Cigar Aficionado article with Tommy Franks, thinking of Wesley Clark running Waco, and that martial law event there. I told him to reread the article and call back when he was more sure if he disagreed. Now he says he's sure of it. Why do you think Wesley Newsmax had the headline, Clark says martial law will replace Constitution after another attack? He doesn't use the term martial law, but a military government, the people demanding a militarization of the society, that is martial law. Go ahead.
God bless you, Alex. You're absolutely right. What he gave was a politician's answer, and I should have been a little sharper, but in the meantime, I overlooked probably the most important part of the whole interview, and it dovetails in with just exactly what you're talking about.
What, where he was already on his way to Pakistan?
No, he says,
when 9/11 took place? Or
he says, quote, look, let me tell you this right out here at MacDill Air Force Base today, there are more than 60 nations represented. There are more than 60 nations represented out here with full-time senior representatives, military representatives who formed the largest military coalition in the history of the world and have supported the proposition of the global war on terrorism since 9/11. And he finishes by saying, my. It just makes you want to punch him when you read something like that.
Well, I don't want to do that.
It's sarcastic, son of a gun. But I mean to be so smug and to sit there and to say, my. That we've got 60 countries.
Well, Wesley, you called about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, before 9/11, and it was in the Knoxville News Sentinel that they had regular troops out on the highway, shutting it down, grabbing people out of vehicles. In 1 minute, this was in the mainstream news, folks, what happened to you on that highway?
It was something that was out of a bad nightmare. I found myself with a young shave tail, probably in his early 20s, trying to yank me out of my car, which was stopped at a roadblock that had both county police and Humvees and I'm not sure, but I thought I saw an armored personnel carrier because things were happening so fast.
Well, the newspaper said it was regular Army and National Guard, but go ahead.
Well, they were dressed in military, American military uniforms, and I get yanked out of my car. I have muscular dystrophy. I was pitched face down on the cement highway. He had my hands jerked behind my back. I had a kid with his knee in between my shoulder blades pinning me to the ground. And in the background, I could hear these guys pop the lid on the trunk of my car. Not more than just 3 days before that, or 4 days before that, I had purchased a Kel-Tec 9mm, and I heard one of the soldiers say, here's one for your trophy case. And by golly, when I got up, when they eventually let me up, and I was able to get back over to my car, and look in the trunk, sure enough, my brand new...
Now, understand, the gun wasn't illegal. You weren't arrested. They have violated the federal law, posse comitatus. They're out there, and it's in the newspaper. They would jerk everybody out of their cars. They've been getting ready for this all over the country for decades. This is martial law. Thanks for the call. It's what degree of martial law will you accept? Some final news tidbits you don't want to miss when we get back.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
GCNLive.com. That's the website where you'll find out what's new at Genesis. GCNLive.com has updated information on how and where to listen to all your favorite Genesis programs. At GCNLive.com, you can obtain a copy of our AM and FM affiliate stations, what shortwave frequencies or satellites your favorite host is on. At GCNLive.com, you can print schedules of our programming to pass on to friends and coworkers. GCNLive.com is the website for all of the information you'll need to stay tuned in to the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com. Bookmark it today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, I'm going to be in Houston, Texas, the 13th of December. Coming up here in about 12 days at the West Oak Shopping Center at the big palatial Alamo Drafthouse movie theater, showing Road to Tyranny and They Live, a double feature. Starts at 6 p.m. I'm going to give a speech, show the film, take questions, then show They Live. Hope to see you down there. Also, I've made the new film, Matrix of Evil, with Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, Colonel Craig Roberts, Frank Morales, myself, and others. It's over 2 hours long, $25.95. Order three or more of any of the 10 videos I've made. They drop down to $20 a piece. Also, we have a lot of other great items by other authors and filmmakers at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's a great gift to give during the holiday season. Again, InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, and also your purchase supports this broadcast. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. You know, you may think I harp on this martial law police state stuff a lot, but that's what happened in Russia and China and Germany. It happened here to the Native Americans. We don't want it to happen to us, and they are setting it up. There's no question. They will move as far as we let them move. We've got to stop them by exposing what they're doing, and that's now starting to happen because they've lowered many of their veils. They're right out in the open setting up textbook martial law. We're already in martial law. They've enacted it. They've set it up. The question is, are they going to try to close the gate, close the doors? On a scale of 1 to 10, we've hit about a 6 on the Richter scale. It doubles in intensity geometrically at every increase on the notch. When I wrote the article, Martial Law is Here, with Ed Homan back in 1999, I said that we were on a 3.5 on the Richter scale. And folks said, oh no, we're much higher. I said, no, we're at 3.5. I will tell you, we're now at about a 6, and it's rapidly, the mercury is rising. If we don't expose who stands to gain from the terror, who's behind the terror, they're going to continue to carry it out. And 9/11 Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State Free Total Enslavement, the new book Order Out of Chaos by Paul Watson, they all do an excellent job of exposing this, and 90% of those that see them are waking up. That is an incredible track record. We have the tools. Please get them and use them. There's more of us than there are of them. A lot of police and military are waking up. We got to reach out to them, as Jack McClam says, like no other group. 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And please spread the word about this broadcast. Please tell your friends and family about the show. Please support our sponsors. Thank our local stations. The show is really growing. We're now on in Los Angeles, thank God. Wonderful. Wonderful to be on there in the third hour. I'm out of time. We covered most of the news today. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. But again, Euro tramples dollar, hits new high, $1.22 against the dollar. That's a 32% increase in the last year and a half. Gold has exploded past 400. And we've got Warren Buffett and George Soros speculating against the dollar. Bush has his Treasury Secretary out bad-mouthing it. And as the caller said, we have a 30-plus percent reduction in the value of the dollar, and the stock market goes up by 6%. That's because now the dollar is devalued. It takes more. It inflates the price of stock. It's artificial. The real economic indicators are not good. I hate to tell you this, but you deserve the truth. Debt, public and private, foreclosures, bankruptcies are at record levels. And now they're going to expand NAFTA and GATT. We've got to try to block the free trade area of the Americas. Most Americans are against it. Most Americans are against gun control. But again, the government ignores us regardless of who's in office. We've got to stop that. Back tomorrow and back tonight. Take care.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights, Blackie Lights.